This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
I'm Allie and I live in Southern California. I'm a huge fan of OTI. Their joyful outlook on sobriety is what finally inspired me to quit drinking. I've been a member since day one and I'm rapidly approaching 365 days alcohol-free, which is unreal. I love that Ben and Shaz are not just the podcast hosts. They also openly engage with members during the multiple weekly Zoom meetings and interact on the community member forum. You will not find a more supportive group of people. There's nothing like this in the United States. I'm beyond grateful to be a part of the Sober Rebellion.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to this week's episode of Over the Influence. It's an episode with a difference because, one, we're not recording over Zoom, and two, we've not got like a studio guest as such.
We have many guests.
We've got multiple voices, multiple chats for you to enjoy during the course of this episode. Quick intro as to who we are. My name is Sharon Hartley. Sorry, I think, right, so are you getting bitten?
Bitten to shit.
We're in Scotland. Ben's done Ben Nevis today. I've come up to record the podcast, brought some cake and alcohol-free fizz. We're standing outside at 8:30 in the evening. The sun's going down. If you hear slapping, if you hear a bit of thigh slapping, it's because we're trying to get rid of the bitches. So my name's Sharon. I stopped drinking nearly 6 years ago, loving alcohol-free life. Where we are today, this event would not be happening if I hadn't made that decision when I was 44 years old. I'm now 50. I drank too much, too quickly, too often, and I bloody love being sober. Ben, how's your midgy bites?
I'm absolutely covered in them, actually. Hello, I'm Ben. I'm 36. I live in Liverpool. And I gave up booze over 4 years ago. And you know what, Shaz? Today is a special day for me because I used to sit in the pub and go, you know what? I'm going to climb mountains. When I was a kid, I climbed mountains all the time. Then I'd wake up on Saturday morning and go, no, I'm going to put the duvet back over my head because I'm hungover.
Yeah.
But now, this is the third mountain I've done this year. I've done Scafell Pike, England's highest.
That was horrendous, by the way.
Dreadful. Awful. I mean, great to be with everyone. Terrible weather. Sideways hail.
Yeah.
But we did it. I've done Snowdon. And today I've done Ben Nevis. So I've ticked them all off. And in a few weeks, I'll be doing all three of them back to back in the National Three Peaks Challenge. I'm doing what I say I'm going to do because I've removed alcohol.
Very quickly, I'm going to put you on the spot. And I understand if you don't remember the details of this. Can you think of your text number? Because you're raising money for the Alder Hey Children's Charity, aren't you?
No.
You see, I knew that might be the answer.
justgiving.com/page/Ben3Peaks, as in spell it out, T-H-R-E-E. The /page is very important because otherwise you'll end up on another Ben who's doing 3 Peaks. And I really hope he raises a lot of money.
Yep.
But I am justgiving.com/page/Ben3Peaks.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. I want to get inside shortly because it is a bit midgy.
Should we call Bruce while he's there?
Let's have a walk over to the car park. Everybody else is inside. They've had the chippy tea. So one of our community members who was literally just hiding behind his car, literally, but Ben's just pulled him out by the scruff of his neck. Bruce, it's brilliant to have you here. Again, not the first time you've done Ben Nevis with Over the Influence.
No, it's not. No, and it's been an amazing day. The weather's been on our side and everything has gone really, really well. So, yeah, it's been a brilliant day.
In fact, it's not your second event with us. You've done multiple, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done everything but the first Snowdon that you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Every single event.
What keeps you coming back, Bruce?
Just the connection. The connection is just amazing. It's brilliant. You don't speak to people for weeks, months, and then the connection is there when you do meet up. And they're just honest, open, really friendly discussions that you can just be yourself, and it's gold dust.
We're not going to keep you out here too long because it's midge-tastic, but I just want to ask you another question before we go inside. What difference does it make for you, and has it made, having that connection? Because you've been a member of OTI for donkeys now, and we're so grateful for that. So thank you for supporting what we do. What is it you get out of it?
Just the connection. Just speaking to like-minded people on the same page, on the same, and the worst thing to say, the journey.
The journey. We love the journey, Bruce.
It's great to be able to share it with like-minded people. And you get so much feedback as well, and talking to other people about what they're going through, what they're doing, and you think, oh, that's a good idea. I might look into that. And yeah, it's just fantastic.
So how are your legs?
Thank you to you both. I've got sore knees and sore hips, but I'll survive.
He's still smiling, man.
Bruce is always smiling.
He's always smiling. Always smiling.
I've never seen Bruce not smiling, actually. Like, even, you know, you get to the top and you've been trudging up, you turn around and Bruce is there, he just beams.
In fact, you were one of the first up there today. I saw a text on the WhatsApp group.
Yes. Yeah, there were four of us that were up there, and we just wondered where everybody else had gone. And we're thinking...
We were politely waiting for the others, Bruce. That's what we were doing.
Yeah, I didn't get that I didn't get that email.
Glad you had a great day, Bruce.
No, it's been amazing. Thank you very much, both, for organising it.
More than welcome. Thank you. Right, you can get back in your car now. We're going to go inside because there's too many midges. Yeah, Bruce, thank you. Much appreciated. Okay.
I'm going to try and get everyone to do like a big... I'm going to go in and go, hey, everyone, we're recording your favourite podcast.
Right.
Everyone say, way.
You're doing that all right.
I think it's better coming from you, actually.
I'm going to sound all right, Tate.
Give it a go. We can edit it out if you sound like a right Tate.
What do you want me to do now?
Hey, everyone, it's me, Sharon, and we're recording your favourite podcast. And then put your arms in the air so everyone goes, way.
But what if, like, nobody goes, yay?
Well... Then we'll try again.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Shaz and Ben, and we are recording your favourite podcast. Yay! Hey, it worked. Ben told me to do that. Sorry. Don't worry about making noise. Carry on chatting. You're absolutely fine. Right. First question, Craig Vickers from the USA. How are you feeling after today?
Tired. I'm tired, yeah. It was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be.
It's Ben Nevis. It's the UK's highest mountain.
I know. I don't hike. I run. Yeah, this is like nothing. It was hard. Okay. It was very hard. Very hard.
So if you listen to this now thinking, I recognise that voice, I recognise that name. Craig has been on the podcast before, and so has your wife, Jen. There's a bit of a story, isn't there? Because you've literally flown across the Atlantic to be here in Scotland.
With you guys.
With us. Jen. I mean, what an adventure.
We like to adventure. And we adventure more now in our sober days than we did in our drinking days. So there's a lot of benefits to it. Adventure being one of them. So,
did you ever think that when Jen started listening to the podcast... Fast forward 4 years, you'd be sitting in a hostel in a small village in Scotland.
I didn't give a thought to that. No, I had no idea that I was going to be doing that. But anything's possible. So, but no, that didn't cross my mind that might be something I do.
Should we get Jen in as well? Yes. Because I need to apologise to Jen. I've got an admission to make.
Don't forget, when Jen... subtly sniff her when she gets here, okay? Yeah.
I've been told to smell
Give Jen
you.
A subtle sniff.
I've been told to sniff your jumper.
Yeah. The jumper. Yeah.
Right, okay. So just to describe it, it's like a beautiful cream woolly jumper.
Yeah, I bought it in Fort William. Yeah. I needed to get one because it's wool from Scotland.
So for our US guests, it's a sweater because a jumper is like a full body suit.
Yeah. What? What the hell?
It was for our US guests. Hello, US guests.
So do you mind if I stick my nose?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let me have a smell. Oh, Jesus Christ, it smells of sheep shit.
It stinks.
It's very authentic.
It's authentic. Can I smell
it again? That's what sheep smells
like. Oh my God. Maybe sheep just smell like sheep shit. That's
oh, it smells of farmyards.
Right. Why don't we talk about alcohol-free life and the fact that Jen is 999 days alcohol-free today?
Wow. Is this, hang on, is this where I do the apology?
If you want to. If you want to do
for
it publicly.
What?
Right, so Jen, full disclosure, Craig is 1,000 days alcohol-free today. And so I thought, oh, we'll mark the occasion as a little thank you for flying over from the States. We've got a little handwritten card from OTI. We've got a little mug with OTI on it as well, goodie bag. I didn't know it was your 999 today and your 1,000 tomorrow. I am so sorry. I have not brought you a gift.
You don't have to apologize at all. Just coming here on this trip is a gift.
No.
Oh,
the right
that's
things.
The right answer. Yeah.
Hiking up a giant mountain for 8 hours.
Which you said was the hardest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, it
really?
Felt like, well, it felt like the hardest thing I've ever done. Yeah.
But how did you feel when we got there to the top?
I was very surprised that I made it to the top, but I was very proud of myself.
We were proud of you too. It was a group effort, I think, today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we needed each other to get to the top, I think, today.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
How's your trip over to the UK been? Terrifying when Craig's driving?
Oh, yeah. Well, because Craig has to drive on the wrong side of the road here in the UK, so yeah. That's been really scary.
Yeah.
But he's been doing a good job. Yeah. I think he's getting used to it.
How else would you describe your trip so far?
We spent a lot of time in Edinburgh, which was it was really fun, interesting. Mm-hmm. We went on the city tour bus twice.
Walked a
and
lot.
Listened to all the history, a lot of walking. We bought souvenirs for our girls. Yeah.
And isn't it amazing that it just happened to be the OTI walk at the same time? Oh no, because you booked your trip around the fact that it was Ben Nevis today.
Yeah, we specifically wanted to come on an OTI trip. So we chose Ben Nevis and then we planned the trip, the rest of the UK trip around the hike. Yeah.
Jen, I'm going to ask you a question that I've just asked Craig. Like when you first started listening to OTI and we connected, I think, I don't know if it was email or Instagram, years ago, absolutely years ago. Could you have imagined all this happening? Craig being 1,000 days, you being nearly 1,000 days, all these randoms that you're now living with for the weekend in this hostel in Scotland.
Oh, I think about that all the time. No, I never imagined that this is what we would be doing. It feels really, really special. Yeah, for sure.
Love that.
Love that.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming all this way.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for your connecting flight that you nearly missed the other one for to get here and driving on the wrong side of the road.
Mm. Yeah, it's been a really wonderful adventure for sure.
If you could sum up what OTI means to you, what would you say?
Oh my gosh, just I don't even know if I could do it in a few words. The thing, the biggest thing that I love about the two of you is that you're just so positive. You're hilarious. I was telling Jazz earlier that I listen to the Premium podcast every week, and I think I'm driving down the road, and I must have this silly smirk on my face or something. And if people are looking in the window and they see that, they think, "What is she laughing at?" Because you two are hilarious, and yeah, I just
who's the funniest?
Outrageous. We all know the answer, Jen, don't worry. Shaz actually said when she got here, she went, "I've been listening to the podcast on the way up, all the way up from Lancashire to Fort William." And I was like, "Oh, what did you think?" She went, "We are really funny."
I totally agree.
I think, you know, well, the guests we've had on recently have been really inspiring. No, we're really funny.
You're so rude. Craig, same question to you, and then we'll let you go because I can see that you're both goosed, absolutely knackered. What's OTI meant to you, if you could sum it up?
You both are just very authentic. Your guests are authentic, and it's just refreshing. It's a different, and we talked about this off recording, but it's a sobriety community, but I there's just more community to it. Like you, sitting here, like we don't just sit here and talk about being sober. Like we're, I don't know how many people are here today, 25. We're getting to know each other, and it's just a wonderful community. So I would say thank you both for creating this. It was paramount in Jen becoming sober, remaining sober, which was the only reason that I am. And it's changed our lives, truly. So thank you both very much.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. Hugely appreciate that.
Shall we go around the room? Should we go to some more international visitors? If she'll have us.
Yeah.
Helen, do it.
Dr. Helen, pull up a pew, doctor. Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Craig. Thanks, take a seat.
Welcome.
The doctor will see you now.
Come into my office.
You know what Helen said to me today before we get into the kind of serious talk about how great alcohol-free life is? I went, oh, my knee's hurting, Helen. And she went, you do realise I don't care, don't you? I went, what do you mean? She goes, I'm a doctor. You've got to be dying for me to care. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what we are.
And that told you, didn't it?
No sympathy. I thought you were going to start telling about my attempt at a Scottish accent.
That was truly dreadful. But to be fair, I just did it on the way in. I tried to do Kelly and it wasn't very good. So, right. Serious alcohol-free life conversations.
Yeah, so we've just been chatting to Craig and Jen from the States. Helen, I know you're originally from Lancashire, but you've also flown like a million miles to be here. Where have you come from?
I've come from Bahrain, where I work.
Why? Why?
Because I really wanted to do one of the events this year, because I didn't do any last year apart from pizza and podcast, which was nice. But yeah, I wanted to be getting on the adventure again. And so as soon as you listed all the adventures, I signed up for Ben Nevis, because I always wanted to see Ben Nevis, and I've never walked up here, and I thought it'd be a good adventure.
What's it been like today?
Oh, it's been amazing, honestly. Like, the people, it's just been so nice talking to everyone. Some people that I've spoken to in the community before that feel like I've known them forever, and I've met them for the first time here, and it's just been like we've known each other for ages, just chatting away. And then new people that I've never spoken to before that are just brilliant as well. And I actually when I got to the top, because I really thought it was going to rain and be freezing and be awful view.
I mean, I didn't really sell it, did I, previously?
I had literally everything in my bag. Someone said to me, have you got parachutes in your bag?
Yeah, it was a big bag, yeah.
And I finally had everything except the parachute. I had layers, I bought extra layers. I actually went to the North Face shop the other day in Liverpool, and the man behind the counter said to me, did you know we had a sale on? Because I went and bought like one of everything from the North Face, and I never wore any of it. But I honestly got a little tear in my eye at the top, because it was just so beautiful. I was walking along the top of, I just went off to the edge to look at the summit, and I was just like, the view was amazing, the people were great, and I just really appreciated it. It was beautiful, it was lovely.
Listening to you talk like that, I could get emotional on your behalf, and it's not my place to do so, because I know you for many, many years felt real shame about being sober. And it was only when you joined the community and you heard the Sober Exec on our podcast that began to change for you. And if you listen to this now, you've not heard Helen's story, go back. Helen's been on the podcast as a guest, and she's got so much to share. To hear you now talk about that, about friendships, about getting emotional at the top of the UK's highest mountain, for me, it makes my heart sing. I think it's wonderful.
And I've really noticed this on this visit as well, how things have changed. Like, I spent some time with quite a few of my family last week, and before I was, you know, my family have always had big boozy gatherings, and before I was like quite apologetic about being sober. I was like, oh, sorry, I'm not drinking, you know, I'm not joining in, and now I'm just so much more happy about it, open about it, just like, this is me, I'm going next week with all my alcohol-free friends over a mountain. And I've also noticed as well, that people, because the last mountain that I did with OTI was the famous, the infamous Snowdon trip where we saw no sunrise, where it rained all the way.
Oh, back. Yeah.
Billed as was, the sunrise high.
Yeah.
With no sunrise.
It was awful. Yeah. It wasn't awful. The event was brilliant. There was just no sunrise.
But that was 2 years ago. And so some of the people from the community that I've seen this week, I last saw in real life 2 years ago. And everyone's changed. You know, like Kelly, I met for the first time in Snowdon 2 years ago. What, and she's like a different person now. And she's, you know, out training for whatever she's doing, ultra marathons, and just totally different. You know, Danny, who I was walking with the other day, is like zen compared to his, like, you know, anxious, angry self 2 years ago. Everyone's changed so much, and it, you know, you're a big massive part of that. You've really like set up this amazing community, and it's just helping so many people, and it's just amazing how much people are changing.
What is it, do you think? Because I think it's confidence. When I look at someone like Kelly, for example, you know, the confidence that she has now to just unapologetically be herself and do what she wants to do. You know, not selfishly, you know, family first, and she's got great friends, but just kind of that confidence that she's got to just, I don't know, just be her. I think that, I feel like that's the difference. And, you know, look around this room, Donna over there now, like she's 100 and something. No, she's 5 months.
I am going to try and get Donna before she goes
Donna
to bed.
She's so, honestly, so funny.
Just as an aside,
Donna.
In fact, hang on.
Donna,
don't be going to bed just yet, okay?
Absolutely dread in her eyes.
Sorry to interrupt that.
But like Donna, she's 5 months, and for her, you know, it's confidence. But what do you think the change is when you look at people?
Honestly, I think it's like this place where you can talk about things in an open way, have all these real conversations. I was kind of looking around a bit yesterday. You know, people are arriving, and you know, there's plenty of people that haven't met people before, and you know, people are sort of looking a bit nervous, and you know, I think a lot of people's inclination would be to sort of go off and hide, but everyone's like, you know, walking into the room, introduce themselves to everyone, and it's just so welcoming. And I don't know, the conversations you have are like real conversations. They're not superficial conversations.
Yeah, you're not trying to prove yourself to anyone or be anything. You're not, you know, you are just, come here and you are you.
But at the same time, we've not been walking up the mountain talking about, oh, how many months alcohol free are you as well. We've been talking about everything. And it's been just so great.
You know what I think it is as well? And yeah, totally agree about the whole confidence thing. We see it, don't we? In front of our eyes. Yeah. Week in, week out, we see people change. It's saying that it's all right not to drink.
Yeah.
That it's that simple, that you're not a bloody weirdo, that you're not, you know, I don't know, outcast.
Can't say that for all of us.
Well, all right. Disclaimer. Yeah. But that it's all right to not drink, you can still do really fun things.
And I wish I'd had that when I first stopped drinking. You know, if I'd seen the people that were having just a great time not drinking, when I stopped drinking, I'm never going to have fun again. I'm never going to.
You stopped like it's a decade ago, isn't it? 10 years ago, and so there was no, I don't know, there was no sober communities on Instagram.
Yeah.
At least I don't think
there
were.
Was there even Instagram?
Possibly not.
Maybe not.
But there weren't the communities that there are now, and I think very much you were on your own. And again, a lot of that, you know, came with stigma, didn't it? And shame. Oh, you must have a problem then if you're not drinking alcohol.
Yeah, and I think definitely it makes the whole the community makes you believe that that it's just normal, and it's there's a place for all of us, and it's great. Yeah, I think that gives you the confidence to just to carry on, really. And honestly, I was really surprised that I had a tear in my eye when I got to the top today.
It wasn't the pain then?
It was lovely. No, it was actually, it was okay to walk. It was good.
That's amazing.
Thanks, Dr. Helen. It's great to see you as always. Who should we pick on next from that sofa over there? Is it Neil, the sober cyclist, or is it Davina?
The soper cyclist.
Neil, the sexy cyclist.
Oh, he's looking well hench.
My God.
Take a seat.
How much have you weight have you lost since we? Sorry if you don't mind telling thousands of people since we last saw you, Nick.
Two stone.
2 stone down. Oh my God! It's not just you haven't just lost the weight; you've hardened in places.
Thanks, Ben.
Well,
there's always been that. There's always been that.
Ben, I'm all flushed now.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
Happy 3 years recently.
Thank you. Yes, three. It's been quite a few couple of months, 1,000 days, 3 years.
Yeah.
Big birthday coming up. So yeah, it's been quite a few milestones.
And that's been the motivator for all this, hasn't it?
It has, yes.
The big birthday you've got.
Yes, yeah, it has been, yeah.
You said you haven't cared about the kind of, you know, the 30s and the 40s, but no. this one's come 50, around. And...
Yeah, I've struggled with it this year. The birthday beginning with a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I turned 50 in November. Yeah. And actually, so far, I've only been in it a few months, it's been my favourite.
Yeah.
It's been my favourite. Yeah. Davina's giving thumbs up in the corner
there. She won't come on the podcast, but she'll make noise.
Yeah, that's fine. She's giving his finger gestures for the corner.
But I've struggled with it. I'm okay with it now, but it was just, I think from me turning 49 last year, it was just like, oh, my next birthday's beginning with a 5. And it's just that whole kind of getting older bit. Although I don't, and I think the thing is, because I don't feel it.
And you don't look it.
I'm not saying anymore.
Just in case Jem listens. I don't want to get the wrong ideas, mate.
I think it's because I feel so good, feel so healthy that my birthday starts with a 5. And so I was just having a little bit of an issue with that, but Ali, my wife, has put me right.
As I'm sure she has done many a time over the decades that you've been together.
Yeah, exactly.
God, I love Ali. She's great. And it's great to have her here today. Yeah. How did you find it today?
Actually, it was... I think I built myself up to it because it's Britain's highest mountain.
Yeah.
It's going to be an absolute killer. But I was actually all right.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man alive. I love that.
Honestly, have a day off.
I think because I've done... the Yorkshire Three Peaks.
Yeah, that was brutal. Yeah, yeah.
Anything compared to that.
That was savage. Could I do the two mountains after this that Ben's got to do?
I know.
I'm not sure I could. But as a standalone one-off... It was knees are a bit sore, hip flexors are a bit sore, but I've been worse on hikes. So yeah, I think, but that might be the 2 stone lighter compared to the last time I've done a mountain. It's no Danny Death hike, put it that way.
Notice his absence today.
And we won't clarify for people who don't know what Danny's death hikes are. We won't clarify.
You don't need to.
Doesn't put us in a great light there.
So far, zero deaths though.
Zero deaths.
I have to say the hike he had organised today was one of my favourites. That's the one where we joined your Zoom call that time from the.
You did, yeah.
We can't talk about it anyway. Hike Club, we're not allowed to talk about it. So there we go. Danny, I've not said anything. You're all right.
We have our official ACI events, and then we have our members who decide to meet up outside of official ACI events, which are not insured. Yeah. We made that very clear. You attend Danny's death hikes at your own risk.
Bruce has been on them. He's survived.
Yeah.
How many have you been on, Bruce?
On
Danny's Hike Club hike?
I can't say.
You know what? He's gone. I'm going to be having worse. I'm going to be messaging him after this.
Can me and Jess come on one?
No, we're not allowed.
We're not even allowed.
We're banned.
Bruce, that was slick.
That was really slick. Bloody Danny bangers. Wait till I see him.
Yeah.
So, Neil, in terms of then, you know, big milestone, 3 years alcohol-free.
Yes.
A big birthday coming up. Could you say that, you know, are you in the best place that you could be for it?
100%. Yeah, definitely.
Would that be the same if you not let booze on the head a few years back?
What position would I be in now? Well, it would be my celebrating at a 50th wouldn't involve climbing a mountain with friends like these guys and Ali being able to do it. It would be a boozy affair that's probably booked with the family and stuff. And that would be, that's what would take centre stage of the sort of celebrations would be, where are we going and what have they got to offer to drink? And it's just a total different mindset, lifestyle change, etc. That's just, it's incredible. It really is. I feel incredibly blessed and lucky to have found these people, you guys, and just, it's immense. You know what I feel about it.
I know. We're so grateful, like really grateful that you joined us when you did. Honestly, it comes from the heart. Neil, I think you're a legend. But I'm going to ask you the same question as Bruce outside, because he's been on multiple events.
Yeah.
You've been on multiple events. Why? Why do you keep coming back?
They're just epic. Well, they just nourish you with like joyous It's just great because you're just for normal people.
Joyous what? We need this on the poster. Nourish yourself with joyous...
Joyous.
You need to finish...
Sobriety.
Nourish yourself with joyous sobriety.
But it is, OTR, it's great.
Climb Snowden.
Until you've actually been on it, you can't... It's hard. It's really hard to explain. They just tick all the boxes, you know, like-minded people. People here I've never met before, but we're chatting up the mountainside as if we've been mates for years.
And it's actually really good because there's such a mix of people that come on the events. We have people that are coming for the very first time that have never been on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
We've got people like yourself, you know, one of the OGs that's been on multiple events. And you're able to say to people, actually, you know, come in, we'll have a chat. Don't be too nervous.
Yeah. And I was, you know, Ali was, I mean, she wouldn't mind me saying this, but she was struggling a bit going up the mountain today. And I sort of hung back a couple of times for her. She says, I'm fine. Go and be with your friends. And, you know, and that's...
She's great.
Yeah, you know, just
couple
go.
Couple goals.
Yeah.
I love that.
Absolute couple goals.
Go and be
goals.
With your friends. So, it's incredible. So, and look, we've come from Northamptonshire. And, you know, it's a 16-hour round trip to come here. You know, I could probably fly to the States and back in that time.
Yeah, well, Craig and Jen have.
Yeah.
And Chris.
Yeah. getting in a car's nothing. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to win.
He's just all right.
Yeah. In a game of Top Trump. So
you're really far
out. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, edit that bit out.
Nice try.
Yeah, it's not really a sacrifice.
Nice try.
I stopped at Betty's tea shop on the way out. It's not really a
sacrifice.
It was.
Neil, you know, I won't. We had lots of conversations on the mountain today, and we won't get into. But you know, I think one of the things that we agreed on today is that age is a blessing, isn't it?
It is,
you know,
indeed.
And you've got a big birthday. Which, what a blessing it is!
Yeah, absolutely.
To be here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, and I'll go back to the comments that Ali's sort of made to me, was that we've lost some real close friends in their 30s and 40s, and it's just like, and at that point, we were looking out over the like mountains and just sort of saying, look, what they would give to give this. And it was quite an emotional moment for Ali more than me. But, you know, it just, when you see partners like that and just, you know, it does put it in perspective, really. Do you know how many people would give to be in the position that I'm in, we're in, to be able to enjoy life to the fullest and just get a grip of yourself, Curtis, and just get on with it and just enjoy it. Because, yeah, and people were sort of saying to me, you know, what are you doing for your 50th? And I'd say I'm going to climb Ben Nevis. I said, that's a really cool thing to do.
Yeah,
you know,
too right.
How many people would have done that? And it would have been, you know, what am I, just over 3 years now, you know, three years, 2 months ago, it would have been, my birthday would have been a whole lot different to what I've got planned coming up. So, and this is my 50th birthday celebrations. Outside of anything I'm doing with the family, this is my...
birthday
celebration.
He's celebrated it with us.
Yeah, exactly that. That's it.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad
you've
got the Colin the Caskapillar cake now.
I've got him too. Did you notice? And I went to Marks and Spencer's. So all day.
You can smell it. You can smell your birthday.
I don't know if you noticed that the card, the OTI business card that is only ever used for OTI business purposes, it's been pinging left, right, and centre today.
You had a big breakfast at Gretna Green this morning.
Yeah, because he texted me. How's Gretna Green? I'm like, bloody hell.
I get the notifications come through because I set the card up.
This isn't Aldi's own one. This is proper Colin.
You've got the proper Colin the Caterpillar. And I don't know if you noticed as well, Ben, I spent £20 on Krispy Kreme donuts for the team.
I did notice. Yeah.
Nothing but the best for Neil.
All our work has been undone now on the mountainside. The 1,600 calories that I had burned. I was in calorie deficit for 5 minutes until Shaz turned up.
Yeah. Here, get that down, It's proper Colin the Caterpillar, that. None of that cheap shit.
It's been epic. It really has, you know. And thank you for organising it. Reese and Tony are epic. And you just feel so safe on it as well. And Chico the dog, he's like one of the family now, isn't he? Comes everywhere with us. So, So thank you for organising it. And, you know, it's much appreciated. And, you know, you can't, you know, you put something in the north of Scotland and I'm still coming up.
People still travel. Honestly, Neil, you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much. And also, thank you for everything you do within the community. Neil is one of our Zoomers. He's been on the podcast before. Go back and listen to that episode. Yeah. Thank you. We think the world of you.
Give us a
hug.
Happy birthday, mate.
Oh, Neil.
Happy birthday.
Day to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Neil. Much appreciated. Donna.
She's about to walk
Donna,
out.
Donna. She was just about to leave the room. We'll be right back.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Well, no, I'm not all right.
Okay, why?
My legs hurt.
Yeah.
I feel broken.
Why, Donna? What have you done today?
Why?
What's wrong with you?
I climbed the highest mountain in England. No.
The UK.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Absolutely incredible. First of all, well done.
Thanks.
Absolutely well done. But also, really, really well done. And I don't mean this to sound patronising, for coming. Because I know, no, but you were like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, no.
It's going to be, I don't know. Just tell us a little bit about you. You don't have to go into a whole backstory or anything like that. Only share what you're comfortable with. That's got you to this point, because it's been quite the journey with our Donna.
Yeah, it has. So, oh God, I just realised this as well. I was 5 months on Thursday when I was turned up to go on Loch Lomond. Was it Loch Lomond?
Loch Lomond. 5 months, Donna.
I know.
Oh, brilliant.
And I didn't even notice. So, yeah, that's great. But, yeah. Oh, God, backstory. Ugh. Yeah, well, was in a bit of a rut with my drinking and just decided I need to give it a break. I've been in and out of OTI for God, since it began, haven't I?
Yeah.
So in and out. And, yeah, I've just... I don't know what's happened this time.
This time.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you, because, it's no secret.
Yeah.
You have been in and out of the community, and that is fine, by the way. There's no right or wrong way of doing this.
Yeah.
But whatever has happened this time, it's working.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know how incredible you're doing. I don't know if you know how much personally this means to me, Donna. Seriously, from every email I've ever sent you and every, come on. It's massive.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, we just think it's incredible, because we're seeing you change your own life in front of our eyes.
I know, it's crazy. I just feel different. I don't know. I just feel different this time. And it's just, I'm just so thankful that this is, my life now. So, and God, when I was 100 days, I think I sent you an email, but I wouldn't have been able to do this if it wasn't for OTI. The Zooms, the incredible people in this community. It's just, they're just awesome. They're honest, they're raw, they're lovely people, and people I'm never ever going to forget.
It makes me emotional.
I've got a bit of,
I don't know what the word is. I've been willing you on from the start, and you know I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, personally, I've just wanted sometimes... Donna lives many, many miles away from me, and I've wanted to get hold of her and squeeze her and go, you can do this. And now you're doing it.
I am doing it, yeah. And even it feels like sometimes as well, I'm having like this out-of-body experience. Like, it's not even me. Am I? Freaking hell, that's not me. No, but it is. And God, it's incredible. So...
Can I ask Donna, because, this time it's stuck, which is great. You know, we always say that OTI, the community, is a place for people who want to be alcohol-free.
Yes.
Were you on the call last week when someone came on and they were like, look, I've got cards on the table. At the moment, I'm still drinking. And then we all kind of said, look, but what do you want? Well, I don't want to drink. Okay, well, then you are in the right place, And I think it was lovely, actually, that everyone just kind of rallied around and really hammered that message home. But what kept bringing you back then? Because you joined and then you left and you joined and then you left. What kept kind of making you go, right, go on, I'm going to join this thing again?
First of all, I wanted my life to change, so that was one thing. But OTI, there's something about it. It's just like the podcast, the community, everyone is just so, it just resonated with me. Everyone's so down to earth. I just sort of, everything that you say and do, the guests you get on, there's such a variety for everyone. And it just clicked with me, and the Zoom calls especially have helped me. And just speaking to everyone as well and going on the little meetups. And it's just amazing.
Could you have imagined, we'll say 5.5 months ago, and in that time you've also done Snowdon, which we talked about on this episode, the Sunrise Snowdon, the Northern Lights and all that. Today you've done the UK's highest mountain. Could you have imagined doing all this 5.5 months ago?
No, this is something, I think you said it before, Ben, it's something that I would have said in the pub. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that one day. And you wouldn't do it. But now I have. It's literally been one of my dreams to climb. And, God, climb a mountain in the UK, and now I've done two in 5 months.
Two of the biggest.
God's sake. Oh dear. Well, I wasn't saying that this morning. I was like, oh.
You did moan a bit.
Just a bit. Did she moan as much as me?
No, but she definitely didn't moan as much as me. But it just feels good to moan sometimes, doesn't it? As soon as you've got it out of your head, this is hurting, I'm going to tell everyone.
Yeah.
And then when everyone knows and you really hammered that point home, you start to feel a bit better. Yeah, I don't know how that works. But it's
I think at one point as well, if I see one more goddamn rock, I'm going to scream.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place.
As well, what are you going to do? Fly off the mountain?
How would you sum up the last 5 months since you stopped drinking?
Ups and downs, but all in all, I've just had the best time. I feel like my life has changed around, and that is just, thanks to me, but thanks to you, thanks to everybody. And I'm just so thankful I'm here. I wouldn't go back 5 months. I'm not going back to that place again. There's just no way I'm going back to that place again. So,
We were talking, I can't remember at what point. It all kind of blurs, doesn't it, when you get to this point? It was a long day, but we were talking about the last 5 months, and you were saying, it's a bit like an out-of-body experience. And I just wanted to push you a little bit and go, well, what has changed then? And you said something really lovely, actually, that you wake up every day and that you know that you can do it, that you can, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And that you've taken this confidence that you've found from moving alcohol into work, into relationships, into all sorts of different areas. Like, do you realise, I know that you do know that things have changed, but do you realise kind of how differently you present yourself now as well? Because I remember the first Zoom calls you came on, Donna would have it, she'd be looking over this way, how do I explain this for a podcast? It was like, you were doing some, you had us on a laptop over here, and then you had your desktop
open.
So you were just kind of I'm doing something else, but I'm joining the Zoom call. I'm doing something else over here, I'm doing the Zoom call. But then you kind of slowly, as the weeks went on, you kind of started to turn
towards the camera.
I don't mean to be patronising at all. It's not meant to be. I see a different person. I do know how different you present yourself to the world now.
I still have to pinch myself. Yeah, I feel different. I feel more confident. And as you say, I don't know. I don't know what's happened. What's happened?
You stopped drinking.
Donna, you gave yourself a chance. Yeah,
I just feel so much more confident every day I wake up. And and I take that into everything I'm doing.
What impact has it had on your family, your kids?
Oh my God, they're so my daughter especially. She's just, I don't listen to anyone, Mum. You're doing absolutely brilliant. I've said about it before, you're absolutely brilliant. You're doing what you want to do now. And they're just, every weekend, this, what you're doing this weekend, or what have you got planned? What's next,
What did they make of you jumping in the car or flying or however you got here? Because you're at the other end of the country, you're in the bottom of England. What did they make of that?
They just sort of looked at me. I just went, I'm going to Scotland. They're like, what? I'm going to Scotland. What are you doing? I'm just climbing Ben Nevis. Like, oh, for God. So they sort of roll their eyes like, she's another crazy idea that she's got, But they're really good. Yeah, they're really proud of me.
Real.
So,
Well done, Donna. It was a good day today. You got your two chocolate bars here. Are you taking them to bed?
You know what? Actually, I was just moaning. I didn't have any chocolate. Oh. Really fancy chocolate. And just went and bought me the chocolate.
Oh, man. There's chocolate galore.
Yeah. So now I've got... Yeah.
I've got a boot full of Kit Kats. We've still got a lot of Kit Kats.
We've got a lot of Kit Kats. Yeah, we've got a lot of Kit Kats.
Which is lovely. Well,
Donna, you enjoy your two chocolate bars. At the risk of sounding really cheesy, it's Soz. We're dead proud of you. Really proud of you. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Because it is phenomenal.
Thank you. And just thank you, both of you. You've literally saved my life. And I don't want to get emotional.
No, we won't just pinch her quick.
Honestly.
No, Donna. It's great. And many more months to come.
That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Minute for the long haul.
Now, I know that you were thinking about doing an outro then, ending the podcast. but we can't because we've got to go and speak to Reese and Tony. And the reason I say that is because Reese came across to me earlier and he went, what are you and Shaz doing later? Reese and Tony are our guides from Second Life Outdoors. They take us up and down these mountains. And he goes, you know, Shaz has promised me the last three times we've been on these that we can come on the podcast.
Right, I'll tell you what, and I'll have a word with Reese and Tony in a minute. I hope you're listening, Reese and Tony. They're pretending not to.
He definitely is.
Pretending not to. Every time in the past, and I've said, we'll get them on the podcast, they knob off into that water. They're always skinny dipping or wild water swimming.
I've not seen that.
Or something.
Is that private?
That's what I saw before. Did we talk about that on this episode? Or the premium podcast?
What, when you went barged into my room and I was in my pants. No, that was right.
I saw Ben in. I can never unsee it.
And, well, you know, knock. Fucking knock. And then
it wasn't bad. Right, back to Reese and Tony. Right, okay, Reese and Tony. So we're in the kitchen of the hostel and we are sitting down
studio
now.
Kitchen.
Studio kitchen.
We're recording on location. Recording on location is a swanky radio term.
There's a dog by my legs. Hi, Chico.
Hi, Chico.
Lovely dog. And we're also with Reese and Tony, our esteemed leaders, Second Life Outdoors. How have they been today, by the way? Because I wasn't there to keep a check on things. How was it?
Always fabulous. Always in control. Making us feel very safe. But now I want to ask you guys, you know, we're talking about the group, the people that are here, OTI and removing alcohol and all that. But what, you know, you see a lot of people every year, especially Reese, you know, you go internationally, don't you? Well, Tony, you do as well now with your swanky trip last week. Was it Switzerland last week?
Well, yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday.
So, yeah, flew back in, especially to help out with OTI. So, yeah, so it arrived midnight last night and then up at 5 to hit Big Ben, yeah.
Sorry, mate.
I had no idea you only got back yesterday.
Like, literally, my flight was, Reese booked it for me, and I landed at 8:15 in Bristol to get an 8 o'clock flight from Bristol to up to here, to Glasgow.
Tony's that valued to the operation. We swapped your flights from Geneva to Glasgow and rented you a car to get you here.
So basically, it was 15 minutes to get off a plane. At 8:15, I was still on the plane in Bristol, and I needed to get on a flight to here, like, and it took me 15 minutes. Like,
can we just commend you there for your dedication to Over the Influence and Second Life Outdoors? Every event we've done outdoorsy, it has been Reese and Tony, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. And the question I want to ask you is that, you know, look, you see a lot of different people, but I know that when we've been up the mountain before, you've commented on the group. What do you notice looking in at Over the Influence people and the kind of group dynamic that we have on these events?
I think it's nice. I think you see a real community of people. People are just incredibly friendly and chatty and open and honest. And you don't see that with a lot of groups massively. I think you just notice that it's a proper, proper community of people coming together. And you see that even on the mountains, people are just met someone for the first time, you know, maybe yesterday, the day before, and they're willing to help that person out and just chat and share their story. And that's really rare, actually. So it's nice to see. That's what I noticed about Over the Influence.
Are you as surprised as we are that people travel from, like, all over the world?
Oh, no, it's mad. The distance people travel is crazy, actually. I mean, you've got, like, three guys from the US. I mean, that's insane. It's got a global outreach, hasn't it, Over the Influence? And I think that's what's amazing about it.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really... You produce it so yourself. It's really good.
I'm glad you mentioned
that. No, but it is. What about you, Tony? What do you think?
Currently, I think the dog's just farted. And
you know what? I'm glad somebody mentioned that. It absolutely stinks. It stinks. Oh, I didn't want to say anything because I've just stood up and I didn't want to think it was me. It's really bad.
The dog, Tony.
It is the dog, isn't it? Chico.
Right.
Right. Where were we?
So we were talking about, obviously, members that come on it and, you know, the reach that you've got from, like, you know, people that have dedicated coming from America, Chris and Jen and her husband, you know, and then you've got, I think, another lady had come from
Issa has come from Berlin, is that right?
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible to think they come here to climb Ben Nevis and then, like, you know, dedicate the time personally to come here. And it's incredible. And even today, seeing them on it, and they're just like, this is nothing like America. And us thinking, America's like huge. It's got to have something like this, but they're just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see that, you know, OTI can pull. you know, people abroad from.
It is phenomenal. And it's what I find, Reese, as well, and I want to know if you agree, it's like a real sense of team, no matter what we do, no matter the level of walkers, because we have all different levels, don't we, of fitness, of people getting involved, but it's a real team effort.
Yeah, as I said, I think it just comes back to that community thing. It's just, it's rock solid, it's core, and people just want to help each other out. It doesn't matter what ability you are. And we try and do that through the walks as well. Like, people want to summit together. They want to get to the top together. Today was nice. We waited about sort of a minute before the summit and everyone just sort of caught up and things, and sun was shining, the views were there. Oh, and then we all just, it was, you know, you wouldn't want to have missed it. Let's put it that way.
Thanks.
and then we all summited together as a team. And it was really important for everyone just to get together and sort of achieve the same thing at the same time. It was nice to see that happen. And I think to the community, it meant a lot as well.
It was brilliant. And I saw some photographs before everybody came back today, and there were clear views. And I'm still not over Snowdon because you had Northern Lights and a sunrise. The last time me and you did that, it was atrocious weather. Scarfell was atrocious. Ben Nevis has been atrocious in the past. When I say atrocious, I don't mean the event. I'm talking about the weather. The last two I've not been on have been amazing.
Can I just say, on record, the Snowdon climb we did with Over the Influence a couple of months ago was the best Snowdon climb you're ever going to do in your life. We left the hostel. We started on the Ranger track. We then spotted the Northern Lights, which everyone was getting selfies with. We then got to the top and we got sunrise across the whole of Snowdonia, and it was just beautiful weather. And then we had water sports on a private field we'd hired, and lakeside barbecue. So, you know, you wouldn't have wanted to miss that event.
Right, well, I did, all right, because I was in hospital. So there we go. Absolutely, totally and utterly gutted. Reese and Tony, from myself and Ben and all our members, thank you, because they've been talking to us today and giving us feedback. And one thing they said was they just felt safe and they can trust you, which is really quite important.
That's fantastic to hear. It's good. We enjoy our job, so it makes it easy. You know, when you enjoy what you do, it's you don't work a day. And it's true. That is 100% true. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, well, it's good, isn't it? You know, we've done that. And then, you know, to put like a wild swim on, you know, I think it was Donna didn't want to gain. So we, you know, we sort of bullied her into, you know, get in there.
We've just bullied her to come on the podcast as well. So she's had a right day of it.
So we sort of give me...
Encouraged.
The cavalry, that weren't it? Choice of words. We encouraged her to get in the water and freeze to death. So, but yeah, it's really good that you can make it personal for, you know, for you guys to, you know, put trips on like this. And it's really unique. Do you know what I mean? I think usually if you're a booking like mountain leaders and stuff like that, you will just get mountain leaders, you know, whereas with us guys, we try and make it the best trip for you guys to take memories home in it.
We really appreciate that. So thank you so much, Reese. I know it's taken us a long time to get you on the podcast, and we've finally done it. If anybody wants any more information about what you do, about your trips, where can they find all that?
You'll find it all at Second Life Outdoors. That's on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, website. Just search it, Second Life Outdoors. You'll see exactly what we do.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ben. I think we're done. Have you noticed, Ben, the kitchen is deserted, apart from Rich and Ange and Reese and Tony? Everybody's gone to bed.
I think that's where I'm going.
Are you right heading now to bed now?
Thanks very much for everything, but now I'm too tired. Bye.
Right, goodbye. Thank you for listening. If you would like, yeah, bye, Ben. No, he's literally walking down the corridor. He's gone. He's left me to it in the kitchen. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information about our events, about what we do at Over the Influence, just drop us an email, otihq@overtheinfluence.co.uk. We will be back at the same time next week.